This podcast is brought to you by Intuitive Finance. There's a banner on the website. They do home loans and all that sort of stuff. They're good supporters of our community and they're a good mob.
That's right, fans of AFL Fantasy Football. It's time for the People's Prince, the father of fantasy, and everybody's favorite humble genius, Jock Riddles. Over to you, Jock.
G'day, community. Windy is buggery, and we are getting into round 19. This is going to be bloody ramshackle. I've got to be honest with you. I've had technical problems. The old phone line stuffed, and I'm bloody trying to get everything going on, and I reckon I got something sorted out. But this is going to be swift. This is going to be brutal. This is going to be quick. This is the community podcast. How are you going? Round 19's already kicked off tonight. We're already into the thing. Great to have a full week of footy ahead of us. Full weekend, should I say. Hope you had a listen to the Donors podcast during the week. If you didn't, you know, we got, 50 minutes out of a fantasy footy majesty, Mickey the Mad Irishman, Baron Von Crow, Matty Mottram, all the boys there. Good way to donate to the community. Good way to help us keep doing what we're doing. Good way to get yourself up to the very top rung of super coach wisdom as well. Let's jump headlong right into some wisdom, eh?
G'day, Jock. Lapdog here. Just a couple of quick ones today. Been suggesting to people in the community, the ones who have the agates of steel, the brass balls, as it were, to look at Sam Fisher in the back line. He's had 103 and 105. Massive point of difference. No one has him. A lot of people are trading in Cameron Wood this week, as I would recommend with almost any player. Wait another week. See how he goes this week, especially against my vice-captain option, Sanderlands. For this round. If that doesn't work, I'll have to just listen to Wayno and chuck the C on Dangerfield. Alright, thanks, Jock.
Sammy Fisher, seems like a decade since we've talked about the great man. Back in action, doing it well, and I agree with Lekdog, that is a really good point of difference. Now, Sandy Lands is out there playing against Carlton tonight. It's nearing the end of the first quarter, and he's just had the one kick and 11 hitouts. Looks like Zach Clark is really doing the 50-50 with Sandy Ball. So, look, he's got three quarters to go. You never know what he might pull out, but the old vice-captain loophole might not come off with Sandy Lands, but we've seen him do it before. As always, Lekdog, highly impressive, high-quality wisdom, Sam.
G'day, Jock. Big Ben here. My advice of the week is to hold trades at all if possible. I've only got two trades left in the bank, and I'm pretty gutted that Hibbert's gone down with a hamstring injury for 3 weeks. Luckily, I have had Jake the Snake Carla on the field the last few weeks. He's been pumping out those huge scores of 155 and 188. Jake the Snake Carlisle's average at the SCG is only 55, which is a bit of a concern. However, his price is going to rise another 70,000 if he meets his average, which, you know, realistically, he probably will. And that'll mean he's grown in price by about 265,000 since I brought him in, bloody ripper. If people are worried about keeping old Mother Hibbert on the bench, then the obvious choice is Sammy Mitchell from the Hawks. He had a soft round last week and only went up about 1,000 in price, which works fantastically well for people wanting to bring in a mid-defensive swing. So lock him in. Regarding the captain choices this week, the Freo versus Carlton game is on Thursday night, and I know a lot of people are going to use either Fife or Sandy Balls as a loophole. I myself am going to take a stab in the dark and use Mark Murphy as a bit of a point of difference in the loophole department. I think Murphy's due for a huge game. I think he'll smell Freo blood after the shock loss last week to the Saints. That's all from me. Enjoy the footy. Regards, Big Ben.
Big Benny, mate, you're becoming a community favourite and your input has been sensational. Having a look at it, look, Sandy Balls looks like almost the end now of that first quarter. Sandy Balls has whacked on three possessions in the space of a couple of minutes. So he's got the one kick, three handballs, 15 hitouts now, and he's starting to establish himself. So going back to Lekdog's call, vice captain loophole could be on, mate. Hold on to it. I don't want to get too excited, but that vice captain loophole should be on. Nat Fife's got four possessions, but he smacked two goals through the middle. So all of you out there, I would be very excited if you had Nathan Fife on the loophole as well. Now, Jake Carlisle, mate, one of the best pickups of the season. Congratulations. Don't worry about his past average, though. You know he's been played out of position. He's been played here, there and everywhere. He's past average. Not worth two squirts of catch piss as far as I'm concerned, mate. So I reckon he could come good, score you the 100 this week that you need, mate. Wonderful wisdom again. I just did the old stop and did the old thing and realised I hadn't talked about Mark Murphy. Mark bloody Murphy, you mentioned him as well. He's got seven posies, two tackles, one goal. You'd be walking around with a significant mongrel, mate. Big Ben, good on you, son.
G'day, Jock. Thank you very much for the invite to the alcohol venue. Itchy Nuts had a bloody ball tear of a time. Might have knocked over crouching in the bloody breathalyzer comp at the end of the night, but shit, mate, was I paying for that the next day? Rusty as guts. Anyway, mate, moving along, saw a score of 2,965 this week with Ablett and Sandy Balls on the pine. A little bit tin-arsy to me because he had Nick Riewoldt as captain as well, but what can you say apart from well played, sir? Looking at finals opponents, there's a lot of similarity of teams now, and you know, there's only a lot of times you're going to be playing people with only sort of five or six different players. A little bit boring, but whatever. And plenty of the community out there will have good old Mother Hibbard. And given his 44 points in the last 3 weeks and a pinged hammy now, I think it's time to put a fork in him. So let's look at some new for old replacements. And our good mate Leg Dog suggested Sammy Fisher, with a 0.5% ownership. He's a massive point of difference. He's had two games and he's scored 200s. He's very similar price to Hibbert as well. It's very ballsy, but that one could pay off. Another one I've been looking at is Joshy Gibson, 1.5% ownership. He's averaging 95 this year, and I really will be considering him. And conversing with our Supercoach genius, Matty Mottram, during the week, he's thrown up some suggestions for me to have a look at as well for quality PODs. One of those is Michael Runs Like Bambi Johnson from Freo. We've got the Duff Man, again from Freo. He's another one to have a look at. And a good suggestion, Brody Smith from Adelaide. Only 4% ownership. Free round average of 109. And keep in mind, Adelaide has a very nice run home. A couple of other logical swaps for Hibbard, Cade Simpson or Hodgie. So there's plenty in the cupboard to replace old Mother Hibbard. Have a great week, community.
Plenty in the cupboard to replace old Mother Hibbard. That is quality pie, man. I just pissed myself. Now, I played it. I had to stop it 5 minutes ago because I've been rolling on the ground and I've laughed myself coarse. Beautiful suggestions. I see Michael Johnson's cracked up. What, 6-odd posse? So has Duffield in the first quarter. So they're off to reasonable starts at very reasonable price points as well. Comes as no surprise to me that you've just delivered some more genius, mate. Look, now I can't pay every single caller of specs that they've reserved tonight. I have to crank them out. It's already bloody 10 to 9. It's usually 8 p.m. about now. But I'm an old fool. I've had all sorts of issues tonight, so I'm just going to crank this bloody thing through. I don't mind doing this during the game. I've got the old click. I'm having a look. Bloody second quarter just started. What's happened? Not much. But, you know, this is good fun. Good, honest fun.
Jock, Crouching, Higo, Community, Cause from Adelaide here. A relative newbie in my third season of Supercoach, and this year I stumbled onto this sensational medium. I'd like to say thanks to the guys for the entertainment via the podcasts. The insight and wisdom is a bonus. As I've been hanging to 8th place in my league, I have 4 trades left and 250k in the war chest. I was wondering how many trades do you think I should hold on to help get through the finals? I have May, Grimes, Taylor, McGovern performing under the 100-point average, and I was thinking to trade one out for a premium this week heading into the finals, providing I can hold on to 8th spot, leaving me with 3 trades. What do you think? And out of the 4, who would you drop? Cheers.
G'day, Cause. Good on you, son. Great to hear the old. There's just that slight Adelaide twang. Really lovely. Good to hear from you, mate. Good to hear your relative newcomer doing well. You're 8th. You got 4 trades left. Got 250k in the war chest. If my mate Crouching was here tonight, he'd just say, go bangity, bang, bang, bang. Trade your ass off. Just getting back to the old catch piss anthology. Those trades won't be worth 2 squirts of catch piss when you miss a final. So I'd almost go hell for leather now, mate. Burn 2 trades this weekend. Just assure yourself of a finals berth. Just ride her for luck. Look, and I haven't got enough time to pay that 4 selections enough on her, mate. I really have to look at the analytics. Off the top of it, I'd probably say, I suppose Grimes is probably the one you'd want to hold on to. I think he's probably the most likely to come home with a wet sail. But thank you very much for your call, and it's bloody good to hear from you, mate.
Hello, Jock, members of the fantasy footy community. It's Jambo here. Just a word of warning and counsel. 2 things. First, I would be very wary about picking up Jake Carlisle. Yes, he's gotten 155, 188 the last couple of weeks, but before then, he's averaged quite a mediocre 60 to 70, which won't win you a final. And we don't know whether Bomber Thompson's going to plonk him back into the defence again. And I would be very wary about picking up any Collingwood midfielders like Pendlebury or Sidebottom. I found that since losing Swan, not that Swan was doing much anyway, but they've the averages have dropped, much like what happened with Gary Ablett and Gold Coast. So be wary with that. And if you're looking at picking up many players, I would seriously consider looking into picking up Ollie Wines if you're looking for a midfield point of difference. He is definitely stepped up this year. And those of you who haven't, if you're looking for a decent defence option, take a look at Brody Smith. Brody Smith has been pretty reliable this year from Adelaide. Just before you go through with any trades, just remember who they're likely to play on, and you'll be great. Good luck this weekend. Cheers.
Jambo, you mentioned Ollie Wine stepped up to the plate. You have stepped up to the plate tonight, and that was the calling of the night for mine. You're talking about Jake Carlisle, and I was sitting here thinking, hell, the kid is completely right. We don't know if he's going to be put forward, he's going to be put back. Bomber Thompson's got that cheeky little big yellow tooth grin of his. Could be doing anything with him. We haven't seen the long-term analytics of him yet. You'd be happy if you had picked him when he was 220, but he's probably not the sort of bloke you'd want to bring into your team. So, beautiful suggestions. That was another call on Brody Smith, so we have to have a think about Brody Smith down there as well. And, as you said, keep your eye on the run home. Have a look at who the players have got coming home, and that'll put you in good stead. Jimbo, sensational call, son, and thank you very much for calling in.
G'day, Jock. Crouching Higo. Would like some advice on Chad Bluesgaard, not Wingard. He's been bloody stinking up my team like the Brisbane Lions with gastro lately, and I want the bastard out before finals. Keep up the good work. Show's legendary.
Nah, you're legendary, Lukey. Thanks for the call in. Yeah, Chad, what was it? Chad Bluesgaard or Chad Browngard? Because you need a bloody poo guard on your jocks to stop your undies from getting stained, I reckon. And I think you nailed it. Get him out of your side by finals if you can. He's not up to much the rest of the season. If you got the trades, if you got a bit of cash there, just go whack. Get rid of the prick. He doesn't need to be up to his Wingard brand of shenanigans during finals time. So thank you for the call in. Look, it's been swift. It's been brutal. It has been like a tin of bloody condensed milk, because you get all the goodness and all the sweetness of the whole bottle of milk except in a little can. We've just gone whack. Here it is. Here's the community's wisdom for the night. Aaron Sandilands, I'm having a look now. 15 minutes into the second quarter, he's gone up. He's got 9 possessions, 21 hit-outs. Zach Clark slipped. Hello. Sandilands is on. Fife's still doing a little bit there. Crowley's on Murphy, but he's still getting the job done. So there's plenty of relevance happening here. Barlow and Mundy performing very well. In other news, in all my bloody antics tonight and in the rush to get this thing on, I have been remiss enough not to take Aaron Sandilands off my bench and put Cameron Wood on me bench. I repeat, Aaron Sandilands is on my bench, and I have no bloody opportunity to put him back on through an emergency loophole because Cameron Wood is on. Just string me up now, cover me in bloody tar, whip me with the cat of nine tails, shove a newspaper up me ass, paint me with stupid pictures, slap me senseless and call me Irene. I've been in this bloody caper for 37 years, and you reckon I'd remember to take him off the bloody bench before I get into this bloody caper? It hasn't been a good start to me, but I'm just bloody pleased that I'm here speaking to your community. I've made this stuff up. I'm going walking. I'm going to listen to the bloody thing in me wireless, walking in the wind, having a good hard look at myself. I love yous all, but I'm Jock Reynolds.